This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 36 for Tuesday, August 27th. I'm Adam Belisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market continued its upward momentum on Tuesday, despite ending the day off its highs. While European rapeseed was up, Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil were down. Meanwhile, crude oil corrected itself from Monday's gains. Statistics Canada will release its latest principal field crop report Wednesday morning at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. The Canadian dollar was up more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The November canola contract was up $9.30 per ton at $599 even. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all on the rise. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported on Monday that the rating for the U.S. corn crop dropped 2 points at 65% good to excellent as of August 25th. The crop was also 84% into the dough stage, 46% dented, and 11% mature. The European Union cut its corn yield forecast to 7.03 tons per hectare, compared to 7.24 in July, and down 6 percentage points from last year due to hot weather in Southeast Europe. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his U.S. corn crop forecast unchanged at 183.5 bushels per acre and 15.17 billion bushels. The December corn contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $3.93. The USDA reported conditions for the U.S. soybean crop to be down 1 point at 67% good to excellent. Meanwhile, 89% of the crop was setting pods and 6% were dropping leaves, both figures slightly above normal. Farmers in Argentina are likely to plant up to 5 million more acres of soybeans this year, filling the void left after last year's corn crop was affected by disease, according to the Rosario Grain Exchange. Analysts say it could be the largest soy planting expansion in decades. Cordonnier left his forecast unchanged for the U.S. soybean crop at 53.5 bushels per acre and 4.61 billion bushels. The November soybean contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.87. Conditions for the U.S. spring wheat crop were down 4 points at 69% good to excellent, according to the USDA. Also, 51% of the crop has been harvested, compared to 31% the week before, but down 2 points from the 5-year average. Recent rains in Argentina were not enough to improve the country's wheat crop, according to the Rosario Grain Exchange. While Argentina planted 15.56 million acres of wheat for the 2024-25 season, the crop has been adversely affected by winter frosts and a lack of precipitation. The December Chicago wheat contract was up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.36. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.47. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.75. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, August 27th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.